This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's interior ministry says 10 rockets struck the Afghan capital on Saturday, killing one person and wounding two. It was the second such attack in Kabul in less than a month. An interior ministry spokesman said three rockets landed near Kabul airport and seven in residential areas, leaving one civilian dead and two wounded. No group has claimed the attack so far, and the Taliban denied any involvement. The Taliban condemned the raid as a violation of a February pact with the United States. Saturday's barrage was the second such attack on Kabul in less than a month. On November 21st, eight people were killed when 23 rockets hit the capital in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, with several deadly attacks carried out in Kabul despite the Taliban and the government engaging in peace talks since September 12th in Qatar. On Friday, the U.S. military in Afghanistan said it had carried out an overnight airstrike against Taliban insurgents in defense of government security forces. Afghan officials in Kandahar were quoted by local media as asserting that the Taliban was waging coordinated attacks on security forces when the U.S. military bombed them, killing at least 30 insurgent assailants. The fighting comes as the U.S. is in the process of reducing the number of troops in the country, and peace negotiations between the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government are underway in Qatar. Both of those developments stem from the February 29th accord between the United States and the Taliban. The accord requires all American and coalition forces to be out of the country by May 2021. You can keep up on all developments at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. gave the final go-ahead Friday to the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine after the Food and Drug Administration authorized an emergency rollout of a vaccine from Pfizer Incorporated and its German partner BioNTech. President Trump has promised via Twitter that inoculations will start within 24 hours. The U.S. joins Britain and several other countries in scrambling to vaccinate as many people as possible ahead of the winter season. While the FDA decision came only after public review of data from a huge ongoing study, it has also been dogged by intense political pressure from the Trump administration. The move sets off what will be the largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history, and Europe is set to make its own decision on the Pfizer-BioNTech shot later this month. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Texas lawsuit to invalidate the November 3rd presidential election results in four battleground states that President Trump lost to his Democratic rival Joe Biden. In a brief unsigned order, the Supreme Court said Texas does not have standing to sue Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The lawsuit filed on Monday by Trump ally and Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and backed by other GOP state attorneys general, also backed by 126 Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives. The lawsuit asked the Supreme Court to delay the Electoral College vote and prevent the four states from casting their electoral votes as scheduled on Monday. There was no immediate response from President Trump. He did tweet two videos whose theme was, quote, "Stop the steal." That's been a battle cry of his claim that the election was rigged against him. The Supreme Court's widely expected dismissal of the suit comes after state and federal courts across the country rejected more than three dozen GOP-led challenges to the election results. Mr. Biden has won 306 electoral votes to Mr. Trump's 232. The presidential electors are expected to approve Biden's victory Monday, while Mr. Trump has refused to concede the election. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday there is a strong possibility that talks on a post-Brexit trade agreement with the European Union will end without a deal. The two sides have given themselves until Sunday to unlock their gridlocked trade talks. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says big gaps remain before a deal can be agreed with Britain. Both have told their citizens to brace for a New Year's shock as trade between the UK and the European mainland could face its biggest upheaval in almost half a century. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.